is an Amber Alert. Please listen carefully.
Police in Vancouver are searching for 4-year-old Delilah Felton. Vancouver police suspect she was taken by her 46-year-old mother, Angela Hanley, in the East King Edward area. Police are asking you not to approach her and call 911.
If you have any information concerning this Amber Alert, act now. Call 911.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 25th of November, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we're going to preview Shindig, our annual local music showcase, let you know about a party going on right here, right now, and listen to a couple of tracks from the hit musical Onegin from the Arts Club and Veda Hilly. They just released their original cast CD. Plus, call board and lots of great local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well. Hey, it's good to be back. We took a bit of a break there, both physically and emotionally. It's been the end of a crazy year, but finally back in the chair, loving every minute of it, and just hoping that you're doing the same. As I said, there's a party going on right here in our studios, or in our front door lounge there, anyway. It's kind of a gathering, bit of fun, maybe some karaoke. We're giving away records. We're giving away back orders or back copies of Discorder, and just lots of fun. So come on down. We're in the lower level of the student nest right here on campus, and everybody is welcome. Okay, so we're going to hear some music. Now, as I mentioned off the top, we've got the new, brand new original cast CD from the show Onegin, which is a brand new original musical produced by the Arts Club, music by Veda Hilly, written by Amy Gladstone and Veda Hilly, and based on the classic play by Pushkin, and stars lots of great local favorite local actors, including Meg Rowe, Alessandro Giuliani, Josh Epstein, Lauren Jackson, Katrina Murphy, Andrew Wheeler, Andrew McNee, and many, many others. There's a whole bunch of folks that were involved in this show, and it finally got off the ground. Took a few prizes at the Jesse Awards last year, and they've got their CD out. So we're going to play a couple of tracks off of this one. We're going to start off with the first tune, which is called A Love Song, and then I don't know. I'm just going to pick some things at random, see what we like.
Oh.
love song we sing to you. We beg that you might hear it.
Oh, how we love to dream of love, inviting Pushkin's spirit.
Untether now from day to day, where love may remain unspoken.
We hope to please, we hope to charm, we hope to break you open.
The archer lets an arrow fly, will it find its mark?
Once we make love, is it here to stay?
For where it lands,
and how it ends, and who will live in love?
Well, that is hard to say.
Oh, dear Father up in heaven, release us from boredom. Oh, dear Father up in heaven, send us a good time. Oh, dear Father up in heaven, look down at us smiling. Oh, dear Father, make it happen tonight.
Poet in Russia in the 19th century. That's right, that's right, that's right. I'm a romantic.
Just like our dear author Alexander Pushkin. He wrote the poem on which tonight's performance is based. Russia's greatest writer and quite a lover as well.
He and I have much in common.
Pushkin was killed in a duel. His 29th duel.
An insult leads to a challenge, leads to agreement, leads to a rendezvous.
20 paces leads to a shot.
Only 37 years old, but Pushkin died for honor.
Honor!
That is worth death. That is the truth. Honor and love, honor and love.
Love!
In Russian, Lyubov!
Look around, look around, look around. Do you see someone worth dying for?
Look around, look around, look around.
Do you see someone worth dying for? That's right, that's right, that's right. I'm a romantic.
Welcome. We're glad you're here.
The year is 1819, give or take.
Petersburg, give or take, and west at the Lauren Estate.
Feels like the entire town's crammed in here.
I propose a drinking game.
Yeah!
In order to help tonight go down a little easier, and for you to forgive us when we get a little too carried away. So, every time someone says the word love, in Russian, Lyubov, we drink.
Lyubov!
Thank you.
Gagarin.
Oh, Gagarin.
My older sister, Tatiana.
Tatiana Larin.
Our mother.
Madame Larin.
There are others, too.
There are others.
Many others.
Woo! We'll meet later, I'm sure.
Oh, before we forget, let me introduce the band.
The Ungrateful Dead.
There you go. That's the opening two tracks of Songs from Onegin by Veda Hilly and the cast, and written by Veda Hilly and Amy Gladstone. And the cast includes such great actors as Meg Rowe, A.J. Giuliani, Josh Epstein, Katrina Murphy, Andrew Wheeler, Andrew McNee, Lauren Jackson. Just an amazing show. If you want to get a copy of it, you go to Veda's website, vedahilly.com, and click on the shop button and follow the links and till you get to Songs from Onegin. And I'm right now, as we're talking, I am posting the link onto the Dave Radio Facebook page. So just do that. Okay, there it is. There it is. Did it load? It didn't load. All right, I'll try again. I'm not quite sure why it didn't load, but I guess I have to figure it out while I'm doing it. Anyway, yeah, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about Shindig. How about that? Okay. Of course, if I want to take a break, I actually have to have a break lined up. So let's do this.
This is an Amber Alert. Please listen carefully.
Police in Vancouver are searching for 4-year-old Delilah Felton. Vancouver police suspect she was taken by her 46-year-old mother, Angela Hanley, in the East King Edward area. Police are asking you not to approach her and call 911.
If you have any information concerning this Amber Alert, act now. Call 911.
I don't get why it fades out at the end there. It's not supposed to do that, but I'm not sophisticated enough to figure that out.
I'm sure you've heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but what about Giving Tuesday? November 29th is an international day of giving to celebrate the importance of philanthropy. Join in by sharing your giving stories on social media using hashtag UBCGiving. Find out more at ubc.ca/GivingTuesday.
Hey man, come out to the Rio Sunday, December 4th for the UBC Film Sock's annual Big Lebowski Beverage Garden. It's totally free,
except the, you know, beverages.
And wear a costume to maybe win a prize. Doors are at 6 and the movie will start at 6:30 due to Reno. It's a 19 plus event.
Please abide.
All right, so Shindig is coming up. Well, it's on. You know, it's been going on since mid-October. It's week 7, I think. Yeah. We had Mirepoix winning on last week and coming up this Tuesday, November 29th. Three more great local groups are going to do their stuff for you. This week's groups are, I've got it right here. They are Carousel Scene and the Shit Talkers and Viewmaster. So we're going to hear them, and then we're going to tell you more about what to do and how to get there and all that stuff.
I never wanted to hurt you, but I still think about the good times. How you love to leave your clothes off, dancing in the sunlight. And if I stare, baby, don't mind. There's something beautiful behind your eyes. I've been searching for this whole time. No, I love it when again, but I want to.
So there you go. That's Viewmaster. And before that, we heard the Shit Talkers, and we started the set with Carousel Scene. Those are the three acts that you can see on Tuesday night at Pat's Pub at Hastings and Dunleavy in the sunny downtown east side for night 7 of Shindig 33, CITR's local music showcase. It gets underway at, I think it's 8 o'clock or something, I don't know, $6 to get in, jokes for beer, lots of great beverages available at the bar, a little bit of food too. So, yeah, you want to go. You want to go, you want to have a good time, you want to cheer on your favorite local acts and maybe win some prizes and stuff too. So, you know, it's something to do. It is. It's something to do. So Nardwar's got a new, I'm always getting reprimanded for this because he's in it, but it's not his band, right? He's part of it. They're the Evaporators, and they're a great band. They've been around for almost as long as I have, and they've got a new CD out, and what's it called? I don't know. It's called something. Anyway, this is one of the songs from it. It's called Ogopogo Punk. And of course, now that the Evaporators have a song about Ogopogo, that gives me license to play this.
Well, I know everybody here, the Roosevelt, the Sasquatch.
That's the one.
And I know you're all hit to the giant octopus. But there's a whole new pal living there by the Glen. He gaggles and he fumbles and he twists and he bends. He's a monster, the luckiest monster.
play with their robots. So when you see the water and you hear them bubbles, I'll tell you they know that you're in for lots of trouble with the monster. Full on this monster. He is a monster. Full on this monster.
Yeah, that was me. Tartan Haggis from 1982 and the Loch Ness Monster, helping to celebrate the Evaporators' new release of Ogopogo Punk, which is now available at great record stores everywhere. From the depths of the uncharted wilderness, or is it wildness? Nardwar the Human Serviette, John Collins, Steve Hamm, Nick Thomas, and Sean Mrazek. Oh, God, sorry, Sean. Known hereafter as the Evaporators, release 8 new songs in the form of a digital download and colored vinyl LP. Called Ogopogo Punk. The Evaporators sing about a lot of things in Ogopogo Punk, including shaving, mohawks, and dreadlocks, eating to win, the mythical landlocked BC monster Ogopogo, Skagit Valley's Chuckanut Drive, and a whole lot more. Over the past decades, the Evaporators have graced stages, halls, living rooms with everyone from Anal Mucus to Sleater-Kinney and the Whack Attack Puppet Show. Ogopogo Punk features a cover drawn specifically by cartoonist Peter Bagg, plus full liner notes, and yes, Brother Ali even contributes to the last track, giving an ode to the writer of this here ditty. Nardwar. As Nardwar says, doodaloot, doot, doot, doodaloot, doot, shaving a haircut and all that stuff. If you want more information, you can go to the Nardwar website, theevaporators.com. You can go to Mint Records. You can go to SoundCloud. You can find it anywhere. And, of course, right here on CITR. Let's hear Kill Matilda.
What? Get ready now!
sinner. I was born from original sin. Buy a dollar bill for all the things I've done. Out of a mountain of money piled up to my chin.
Is an Amber Alert. Please listen carefully.
Police in Vancouver are searching for 4-year-old Delilah Felton. Vancouver police suspect she was taken by her 46-year-old mother, Angela Hanley, in the East King Edward area. Police are asking you not to approach her and call 911.
If you have any information concerning this Amber Alert, act now. Call 911.
I'm going away. Into my eyes, the last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me at the Wise Hall Flea. Wise Hall Flea.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Ah, here's a good church for you. It's CITR 101.9 FM. It's 12:44 on the West Coast. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Right here at home, CITR Sports looking for volunteers. They need folks to participate in live broadcasts of sporting events. We need play-by-play commentators and color commentators. We want to do a sports talk show, so we need a host for that. Just anyone that's interested in journalism, sports journalism specifically, but the skills are all the same regardless of what beat you're covering. And also learning the technical side of how to set up and produce a live radio broadcast. No experience is necessary. We do all the training. All you got to do is contact Tim. He's our sports guy. So Tim Winter, sports101 at CITR.ca. And just as a sign that we need folks, we actually have a volleyball game scheduled to go on the air right now, and it's not on the air, so I'm assuming it's because we don't have enough crew for it. So you can help us out by getting down here right now. And I'll tell you, it's a fun thing to do. I used to do the Thunderbirds hockey games, oh gosh, way back about 30 years ago, and loved every second of it. Dave Gregg was my color commentator, the late, great Dave Gregg from DOA. And our producer is now on TSN Radio, Jeff Patterson. So, you know, some people have gotten their starts right here on CITR and moved on to bigger and better things. So, you know, you want to get in on the ground floor. Yeah. So contact Tim Winter, sports101 at CITR.ca. Back to the theater stuff. Dance Collective is doing the junior version of Disney's Beauty and the Beast with musical direction and choreography by friend of the show, Angela King. It's going to be happening in Burnaby in March, and the auditions are coming up. They're looking for teens ages 14 to 18, specifically for the lead roles of Belle, Lumiere, and Morris. So please email your resume and headshot to dancecollectiveproduction@gmail.com. Opera Opulenza is doing Les Contes d'Hoffmann, which is in English is translated as The Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach. That's happening in March, and they are looking for folks to fill the chorus, specifically tenors, basses, altos, and sopranos. operaopulenza@gmail.com to find out more about that. Vital Spark Theater, the great Joan Bryans, is producing Mary Queen of Scots Got Her Head Chopped Off by Liz Lockhead. This is a North American premiere. It's the Scottish side of the Mary Queen of Scots story. We usually hear about the Tudor side, Elizabeth I, and how she dealt with her upstart cousin. But now we'll hear the actual story of who the upstart cousin was and what she was all about. That's happening in February, and it's pretty much all cast. They're just looking for one actor, someone who can play the part of Lord Bothwell, hopefully a guy. But, you know, if you can, you know, female casting is fine with me. So whatever you think is fine. You know, do what you like. 25 to 45 years of age, who can do a sexy Scottish accent there, dearie. So if you want to know more about that, contact vitalsparktheatre.com. Fabulous Theatre is doing Songs for a New World by Jason Robert Brown. Mary Little John and Damon Jang are directing this, and it's happening in March at the PAL Studio in Cole Harbour. The auditions are tomorrow in North Burnaby.
They're looking for singers and actors to be featured in solos, duets, and group numbers. Dancing ability is an asset but not required. And they do need one child between the age of 10 to 15 and three women over 35. For the rest, they're very flexible. So they strongly encourage submissions from all artists and all ethnicities, genders, identities, ages, and abilities. And you can contact them at fabulous theater@gmail.com. Our good friends at Fighting Chance Productions have another show coming up, another Jason Robert Brown show, and it's called Parade. And it's directed by Ryan Mooney with Claire Wyatt and Adriana Ravelli handling the musical direction and the choreography. The show is going to be up in April at the Norman Rothstein Theater in the Oak Ridge area. The auditions are next weekend, this weekend, November 27th and 28th. And you can book your audition by emailing your headshot and resume to auditions@fightingchanceproductions.ca. Metro Theater doing Guilty Conscience by Richard Levinson and William Link. That is happening in March. This is a second notice because they're still looking to fill a couple of female roles. So they're auditioning people on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Metro Theater in Southwest Marine Drive. Vancouver Performing Stars doing Sondheim's Into the Woods, the junior version, for teens aged 12 to 17. Six male roles and 24 female roles. It's happening in May, and the auditions are in early December. Performingstars.ca, where you get more information on that. North Van Community Players doing Joan McLeod's 2000, a contemporary North Van encroaching into the earth that bears it. A bestial mountain man wanders into the lives of a troubled city living family, changing everything. Steve Torrance is directing it. It's happening in April at Hendry Hall in North Van. Audition dates are December 4th and 6th. And they invite you to familiarize your script before you go to the audition so you can get a copy of that at the Vancouver Public Library. Stage 43 in Coquitlam, Bingo by Daniel McIver. And that's happening in April at the Evergreen Cultural Center. And if you want to audition for that, that's happening in early December. This is a story about a group of people going to their 30th high school reunion. So all the characters are 48 years old. So you got to sort of feel that you can believably carry that one off. And they're kind of drunk throughout the play. So they want to see that played with some realism and not a caricature. So definitely get a chance to read the play before you audition for that as well. Stage 43 Theater at Yahoo.ca. In Maple Ridge, Theater in the Country doing Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas. The auditions for that are in December in Maple Ridge, and you can go to theaterinthecountry.com for more information on that. And we wrap it up with Sidekick Players doing 12 Angry Men. That audition is happening in January, so we will we'll fill you in with more on that. I'm going to play this song again. As you know, I guess I'm not going to play that song. I'm going to play this one instead. We spoke a couple of weeks ago to, who did we speak to? You know what? I'm all confused. I'm just going to play this. This is K-Star. Yeah, no more.
It's your boy K-Star, man. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you a story.
No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No matter situation how your father became, no matter your condition, we were born to win. No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No matter situation how your father became, no matter your condition, we were born to win.
That I did and done. I just don't really understand how you can leave me and run. This can't be happening. I am a human being, but there's something inside that got a hole and bleeds. Like freaks, stay away. We don't love you no more. Everybody's laughing now because they see me no more. Well, let me tell you this. I got two sides of me, and the one you're seeing now got a monster. And everybody's telling me how nobody's perfect, but that's not where I'm coming from. I'm totally different. Keep my fear bottled up. Keep my anger chained up. Keep my hate locked up. And that's the same with my thoughts. That's exactly what it is. Like Beauty and the Beast, kept spelling myself, and now I hate what I see. It's dangerous, blow it up, beat it up, burn it down. Now it's gone.
No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No matter situation, how your father became. No matter your condition, we were born to win. No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No matter situation, how your father became. No matter your condition, we were born to win.
No more being alone, no more being ashamed.
hiding in the shadow, cause the lights are the same. We can never look down, we just have to look up. No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No more lurking in the shadow, cause the lights are the same. We can never look down, we just have to look up. So this is what he did, burned it up and threw it out the door. If you had a chance to be in my position, then you could understand. I'll show you my reminiscence. Ever since I was a kid, nothing went right, cause the haters and the fools would beat me all the time. Getting kicked in, ridiculed all the way through. My mama got scared, she didn't know what to do. I don't really care what you think of me. I'ma live the way how the Lord made me. I'ma do what I do, be what I wanna be. I'm be like Cena. He can't see me. Yeah.
No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No matter situation, now your father be king. No matter your condition, we were born to win. No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No matter situation, now your father be king. No matter your condition, we were born to win.
No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No more lurking in the shadow, cause the lights are the same. We can never look down, we just have to look up. No more being alone, no more being ashamed. No more lurking in the shadow, cause the lights are the same. We can never look down, we just have to look up. Knows the way I wanted to be. I'm always so scared and I'm hating my dreams. Hating the dreams that I ain't never gonna be. Seeing the things that I don't ever wanna see. Look at me. Believing me, I'm telling you, just go with me. Ten commandments on my whole arm. For everyone in my life, praise the Lord.
Life is hard, but if you believe in your dreams, then you will achieve it.
This is what it is, man.
Yeah. Life is hard, but if you believe in your dreams, then you will achieve it.
I did it.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. This week's shout out goes to friend of the show, John Armstrong, who has completed his new book, A Series of Dogs, and it is now available. There's a special book launch party going on at Lanaloo's on Wednesday night, featuring music by the Judies and a reading by John himself. Admission is free. All are welcome. There will be complimentary snacks and beverages. And drinks, meals, and books for sale. There you go.
Yeah, head out to Lanaloo's Wednesday night starting at 8 o'clock. Don't miss that one. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. There's Thunderbird Sports on the radio this weekend. We're supposed to be streaming volleyball right now, but I'm not sure that's really going on. But check it out. See if it's there. Tomorrow, though, we've got basketball with the women's game versus Victoria at 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday, the men's game at 2 o'clock. And that will be heard right here at 101.9 FM. Stick around. Fresh Slice is chomping at the bit, waiting to get on. And then Radio Zero follows at 2. And then at 3:30, it's our own beloved Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.